In today's episode, we're going to talk about that one question that a lot of entrepreneurs, especially if you're newer in the entrepreneurial space, ask, and that is, how much should I charge? How much should I charge for my products? How much should I charge for my services? Should I bundle? We are going to cover that in great detail because I have a foolproof process or a foolproof framework that I use that really can take all the guesswork out of it. So if you've ever struggled in that area, make sure you join me. I'll see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur and you are struggling in the area of your faith, your focus, or your finances, maybe you are an entrepreneur and you want to start a business, but you don't know where to go, what to do, or how to get going. Maybe you've already started a business and you just want to scale it, but you need someone to be able to support you to be able to get there. If that's you in any way, you are in the right place. I am your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T. I am the host of this podcast, Faith, Focus, and Finances, and I am here to be able to support you in wherever it is you're trying to grow, whether it's in your faith, whether it's in your focus on your mindset, maybe your finances, because together we are going to get there. This podcast is part of the CCO Club Network. You can go to ccoclub.com to find more information, but if you are here, make sure that you are ready to go in, because a sister goes in on what it is she does. And I'm going to make sure that I'm going to pour out everything that I have inside of me to be able to support you on your journey. So make sure you hang out with me and get this information, because I know together we are going to be blessed. I will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode of Faith, Focus, and Finances, where we're talking to women all over the world about those three things. And really, my focus is really on business women who just want good information in a way that's really going to work for them. So I appreciate those of you who've been joining me, who've been rocking with me since day one. It has been appreciated. I hope that my messaging has been able to resonate with you, because this is what's in my heart to be able to share. And I just thank God that He's given me this assignment at this time. I am also glad that you guys are hopefully doing what you need to do for your personal life, for your business, for your focus, your faith, all of those types of things, because I think that while we on this side of heaven, there's just a work to be done. And as one of my pastors said to me, I'm leaving this place on empty. Did you hear me? I'm leaving on empty. So I'm gonna do the things that I want to do. Now, I'm smart enough to realize that as this body has gotten older on me, even though my mind is still young and in a crisp whippersnapper, that my body is saying, you're a lie, you're not doing all that. So I've had to make some adjustments, but nevertheless, I'm still leaving this place on empty. So we are talking today about how to price your product or your service. Now, before this, I wanted to say thank you to those who have already sent some donations. No matter what the size is, it is greatly appreciated. For those of you who haven't and you want to support this podcast, you can click on the link in the description. There is a button that'll send you there. Any and every amount is always appreciated, because what we're trying to do is put that back into spreading the good news. And also, when we get to a point where we feel like we are spreading where we need to do, we're going to be able to give some money, some of that back out to people who are in need. So just thank you ahead of time for that. So I'm apologizing first as I'm starting this podcast, because I swore I talked about how to price your product or service in another episode, but I went through and looked at them. I was like, none of these have this title. And so if I did, you're going to get it again, because repetition is the key. If you didn't get it, don't go back and look for it, because I think maybe I did it within a podcast. It just wasn't that title. But this one will make it cleaner and easier for you to get to. And it also is going to help me, because like when I know I'm being asked that question, I'm going to lead people to this particular podcast. So one of the things that I will tell you that I know factually is that women, especially women entrepreneurs or women who are deciding that they want to sell a product or a service, usually underprice themselves. That's a hard period, the end. That's just what it is. And there are a lot of reasons why that is the case. Oftentimes it really has to do with confidence level, but oftentimes I think it's about we have the wrong avatar. I think that what we end up doing is we have a heart for one particular avatar, but that particular avatar doesn't always pay our bills. That might bless somebody right there. Like, your heart is really in doing philanthropic work or helping, you know, the less fortunate, oftentimes because we have been in those places before ourselves, and we want to help people in a way that we weren't helped. And so we want to make sure that those people that may be in those situations can afford getting some support, because you know that you yourself had, if you would have had some support at that time, you would have figured, you know, I could have done more, I could have gone farther, faster, all those types of things. But one of the things I want to encourage you in understanding is that you were different in the first place, right? That's why you were able to pull yourself out and do some things. And thank God that he's still in the miracle working business and still putting people in our places to help us, still putting rams in the bushes, right, to be able to help us. And the reality is that, again, I've said this before, there are some people who just want a fish. They just want to get help. To get out of a situation, but they don't want to learn how to fish, learn how to stay out of the situation. And so oftentimes we'll have a bleeding heart to want to help, you know, those folks. And there's nothing wrong with that. The reality is that, again, that doesn't always pay the bill. So one of the things you might consider is serving where you can serve to be able to help some folks, but charging what you have to charge in order to build more, because really money makes the world go round. Just because you have money or have a lot of money or you're rich or wealthy doesn't mean that you have to become this bad person in any way, shape, or form, or this person that's stingy, or like, because I believe that money just exacerbates, or I don't want to say exacerbates, that's the wrong word. It only reflects who we already are. It makes who we are even bigger. If you were a mean person, money is going to make you a meaner person, right? That's just my belief, my philosophy. If you're already a kind-hearted person, money just going to help you to be more kind-hearted, because you can do that thing. And that's just really a life philosophy of mine. But nevertheless, one of the things is that we undercharge, and that to me is one of the primary reasons. Another thing is that we don't understand value in the way that I think we really should understand value, because we will understand in one breath that we are valuable and our time and our money is our time and what we're doing is valuable. But then when we do the formula that I'm about to show you and we see what that dollar amount says, right, then I think it becomes something that's absolutely different, because it's like, oh yeah, I'm worth this much. And then you see when you do the multiplication that it's like, ooh, that's a big number. And I don't know if people are going to afford that or want to pay it, right? And so when we begin to think like that, it becomes a lot more challenging for us to actually charge our worth. But here is the thing. You have to understand that the people that really need your product or service, and again, it depends on who your client avatar is. You can make a lot of money having a $25 and under product, and you can make a lot of money having a $25,000 product. It's just that you're going to need way more people to get there with a $25 product, but you're going to have to put in way more work to get a $25,000 person, right? So it's all relative, and it's relative to who, what you have, what you're doing, what your expertise is, and everything like that. So don't let that worry you. But you really have to get to a point where you understand, you know, how much, what is my value? What is my value? So that's what it is that we're going to be talking about. And another thing before I get off this subject of value is that you have to understand is that people pay for value. Sometimes we're making things so inexpensive because we want to make it more accessible, but sometimes that also cheapens what it is that you're trying to do, right? It's saying to you that this product or service is less than, and that's not what it is that you really want to do for yourself as well. Now, I have I did a product, for example, years and years ago on Udemy. Udemy, and I think it's called the Anger Management System or something like that. I did it a long, long, long time ago. And one of the things, after doing a lot of research with Udemy, that I learned was this. They have found that the sweet spot for selling their courses is about $20 and under, right? That's the sweet spot. Now, it doesn't matter if you have a $200 or $2,000 product, and people still have those on Udemy all over the place. But what they found is most people will buy when they when they get to the point where they're going to discount those products or services. And most people wait till they are discounted, right? And so you'll have a $100 product on it, and Udemy runs a special, and if you choose to want to run a special with them or be involved in that, your product is going to be discounted as well, right? And so you can tend to make less money. Now here's the catch with that is that because they have found that that's a workable model for them, people expect the discount. Like when I go over there and I'm looking for something, I'm saying, oh, I want to take this course. It's $200. I'm going to wait till they have a discount, right? Because I know that they're going to have a discount. And when you get to a point when you're doing that, it's hard to get out of that, right? It's hard. It's absolutely hard to get out of that. We might be talking about that in another podcast, is this notion of how should you appropriately discount. But I wanted to just kind of give a little bit of background on that first. So with all that, that's the prelude to understanding some of the things that are important for what you should charge. You should always charge your value, your worth. People want to pay for value, and people want to pay for speed, right? Another thing is you don't always have to have a whole bunch of tiers. You can have one and two. You can have one to start out with. Don't overwhelm yourself with trying to do all of these different things and have all these different offerings that might be challenging for you as you are getting started out. So with that, we are going to get into this simple formula. I promise I this formula is foolproof. I'm saying it's foolproof and I mean it. I'm 10 toes down on it because it will help take all. When I say all, I mean ALL capitalized underscore 3 times and bold. It'll take all of the guesswork out of how much you should charge regardless of what your product or service is. So with that, I'm going to tell you my formula. Now with this formula, there are 3 numbers that you need to know at all times. Three numbers and only 3 numbers, and you're going to multiply those numbers together. So that's the easy part. You need a calculator, don't do it in your head because it's going to be pretty much impossible to do that. So the first number that you need to know is you need to know how many sessions or hours you're going to work. For example, we're going to probably take the same example all the way throughout so it'll make it a lot easier for you to understand. So let's say that you are running a 6-week program, right? You have 6 weeks and you're going to meet one session per week, right? So you can do it as how long you're going to do, you know, how many hours per session, but I want to start you out easy. So we're going to say a 6 session, you're going to do 6 weeks. So there's 6 sessions. Okay. So you're going to use the number 6. Now let's say I'm going to go with that, but I want to give you a different way. So let's say that you are doing a 1-day training, right? But you have certain number of hours, maybe it's a 3-hour training. So you're going to do a time, you're going to use the number 3. So it's either most of the time, if I'm doing less like 1 or 2 days, I'm going to use whichever number is greater. So is it 2 days I'm going to use, or am I going to use the number of hours per session? So take that as you will, but either way, you need to know how many sessions or how many hours you're going to be using. So that's the first thing that you need to know. The second thing you need to know is how much money you feel you are worth per hour. It's really, really easy to start with that number because when you're trying to start with an annual salary or how much I want to make, it just becomes hard. One of the easiest things to do is think about what your hourly salary is. Your hourly rate is right now. And then you can take that. And if you feel like that's what your value, your worth is with what you're doing, use that number. So if you're used to making $25 an hour, use that number. If you're used to making $50 an hour, use that number. Now, if you're a person that's out there and you only know your annual rate, what you really need to do is take your annual salary and divide it by 2080, so 2080, because 2080 is really the number of hours that you would work in a year. If you have 52 weeks and you're working 40 hour weeks. So if you're working full time, I'll say it like that. If you're working full time and it's a 40 hour week, you're going to take that annual salary and you're going to divide it by 2080. So let's kind of do this backwards and forwards. So let's say that we already have the first number, 6. And let's say, let's say you're working for $25 an hour, but you feel like you work 75. So we're going to say $75 an hour, 75 times 2080. That is a $156,000 a year salary if you're working full-time job. Now, the reason why I wanted to use that number as an example is because sometimes we can put a number out there, right? Like $75 an hour, but we haven't done the math. We throw a number out there. It's what I feel like I'm worth. And my question is, have you ever made $156,000 a year? Have you been close to $156,000 a year, right? Maybe that's a triple up on your salary. Maybe you think that you're worth it. So what I'm really saying is do the math, right? So I'm saying do the math. So let's say you think that, or maybe you want to start with your annual salary. Let's say you want to start with $100,000 a year. Take 100,000 divided by 2080, and that number is going to be $48 an hour. Do you see how simple that is? Again, you might already know. You might already work for $30 an hour, think you should at least be making that. I'm going to take 30 times 2080, and that number is going to be $62,000 a year. You might be like, I know I'm worth more than that, and you get that number accordingly, right? So again, first number that you need is the number of sessions you're going to use. The second number you're going to need is your hourly rate. Make sure your hourly rate makes sense for you, for who you are. If you want to say $300 an hour, and that works and that feels good and you feel like you can use it, knock yourself out. Most people will not start at that rate. I'm just putting that out there. So the third number you need is, this is the secret sauce. This is where my system is different than anyone else's. You need your value add. And your value add, it includes several things. It includes the value that you bring. It includes the number of years you've been doing what you've been doing. It includes your preparation time. It includes the research that you have to do. It includes all of that, right? So it's a number, it's a mathematical number that really can help you. So if you are just getting started out and you haven't done what you're doing before, and this is something new, what you want to use is a value add of 1.5. Okay, that's for my neophytes in that area. You're just getting started out, trying to get your feet wet. You're using a value add of 1.5. If you have been doing it a little while, you've kind of gone through, a couple of rounds of what you're doing. You've sold some goods and services, but you just feel like you're not really seasoned the way you want to be, but you're definitely on the road. Then you can use a value add of a 2. If it's something that you're doing, let's say that you are starting a cupcake business. That just came at the top of my head. But you are a master chef in what it is you do, and you've been baking for years. You still, even though this might be a new business, you're not new to the knowledge. You're not new to the experience. You're not new to baking. You might say, I've been doing this for 20 years. I already know. I just need to start selling. You can use a value add of 3, right? So that the 3 depends on how long you've been there. Are you mature in the industry? Do people know you for doing what you're doing? Is it something that you maybe do in your professional life? So on and so forth. So you can use a value add of 3. So again, the value add, that's the secret sauce, is if you're new, you use a 1.5. You're just getting started in this new industry. If you feel like you've been doing it for a little bit, or you feel like maybe you've been coaching but you're coaching a little bit differently, but you still feel like you're not at the beginning, you use a 2. And if you feel like you've been doing this, you know what you're doing, you're mature in this, and then you use a 3. So let's just do the math. So let's say we have a 6 session program, right? We're doing 6 sessions or 6 hours or 6 of something. And then we're going to multiply that times $50 an hour. And then we're going to multiply that by 1.5. And we're going to see what we get, because this is going to tell me how long that course is going to be. If it's a 6 session course, how much it's going to cost. It's going to tell me how much I could charge for that product or service that I'm offering. So it's 6 times 50. times 1.5, and you should charge no less than $450. That's just what the simple doggone math says, $450. And you might be surprised about that, right? That might be a, oh, that's too low rate. That might be a, oh, that's too high rate. Or like, what was the baby bear said? It's just right, right? Like that might be just right with where you were thinking, but it takes the guesswork. It takes the emotions. It takes everything out of that. We can do that same exact thing. And we say we feel like we're worth $75 an hour. So that would be 6 times 75 times 1.5. And that's $675. Now, do you see, like, just doing the simple math? If I know my number of sessions, if I know what I want to charge an hour, if I know what my value add is, then I know what my product or service can be. So now watch this. Let me give you some other things that are really, really important with this. There's two numbers that can always change when you're ready. One is your hourly rate. If you're just getting started out and you feel comfortable at $50 an hour, and then you started doing it for a while, then you want to increase that. Maybe go to $60, $75 an hour. Do that. If you feel like you're not at the beginning anymore and you've really been putting in the time, change your value add from 1.5 to 2. Because really what I want you to do is get up to the dollar amount per hour that you want to break it down to for yourself, as well as getting to that level 3 on the value add. Now here, because that's where you're firing on all cylinders. That's when you're really getting paid with your work. Now watch this. There is absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, nothing wrong with you knowing how much you're charging and still deciding to charge a little bit less to get started. Now I have two opinions on what you should charge at the beginning, and so on and so forth. But I'm going to do that in another podcast. But the thing is that I can decide maybe I'm going to charge less on my DIY product because it is not something that it's not going to be a touch point for me. People are going to be able to take it and do it the way they want to do it, right? And maybe I decide for all of my DIYs, I'm doing a 1.5 value add. But if you're talking to me one-on-one, then I'm going to use a 2.0 value add. And let me tell you what that looks like just in case, because if you really think about that, we can take that 6 times 50 times 2, and that went from $450 to $600 just like that, because you're doing something different with your time, right? Your time means something. So you might decide that your value add is, again, lower for products that people can do on their own pace, and it might be higher when they get you. But either way, it is your formula. Even if you choose to discount it for Black Friday, even if you choose to discount it for early adopters, even if you choose to say, you know, I just want to get some people through the door, get some money going, so I'm going to go ahead and discount it. I have some friends or family, some loved ones that I want to discount it for, but make sure they know the real price. Make sure they know the real price. If you're sending them an invoice, send them an invoice with the real price and the discounted amount, so that you know that they know that this is what it really is supposed to be. I'm telling you, if you do that, you don't ever have to worry emotionally about, are you charging too much? Are you not charging enough? Because this formula will help you get to the pricing model that you want. And my goal is that we get to, as quickly as possible, our value, because we'll pay other people's value, and therefore we should want people to pay our value. Again, if you're starting out, we're going to talk about that in a subsequent episode. You might want to do some things just slightly different, but I'm hoping that this formula will bless you. I'm going to end it by repeating the formula. Number one, you need the number of sessions or hours. Number two, your amount that you make per year, which I showed you how to do backwards and forwards. If you're dividing it from the year or multiplying it to the year, use the number 2080, because that's the number of hours in a 40-hour work week, working 52 weeks a year. And then finally, you need your value at a 1.5, a 2, or a 3. I hope that this was something that was helpful for you. Please make sure that you leave me a message if you can. You can go to ccoclub.com/podcast and leave me a message, or you can simply send me an email, because I love getting emails from you guys. And I hope, again, that this was something that was a blessing to your spirit, and that you never, ever, ever again have to worry about what you should charge for your product or service. You guys be blessed, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, before you go, I'd really appreciate it if you took a second to click on that like, follow, or subscribe button. You can even download this episode for later or send it to a sister friend that may need it, because those are the things that are going to help us grow. Also in the description, if you'd be so kind as to click on that donation button, that is really what's going to take us into the next stratosphere. Your support and help with this, because it takes a lot to get this podcast going, and I know that it'll continue to be a blessing. Thank you so much in advance for your support.